So when you hear that word, act like men, think of Jesus. And here it says, be on the alert, which means alert against Satan. Remember, we are always on the battlefield. There's never a moment that we're not going to be on the battlefield until Christ comes back. In earthly battles, soldiers have a time to break away from the battlefield for other people to take their place, and they go back and relax a while and maybe sleep a while and come back to the battle because it's extended. But in this battle, the spiritual battle, there is no such time to relax. Spiritually, we're to be alert all the time. We're not to fall asleep. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5, you brethren are not in darkness, that the coming of the Lord should overtake you like a thief. So, verse 6, 1 Thessalonians 5, 6, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. It's possible to spiritually go to sleep. We sleep physically, but what he's saying here is 24 hours a day we must be alert spiritually. And we can be alert spiritually even when we are asleep. If we are alert spiritually when we are awake. I found that through the years. I remember in my younger days as a Christian, I did not know these things. I did not know what it is to stand against the devil and proclaim to him that he was defeated on the cross and to be an overcomer, to fight sin. And so when I'm failing during the day, my dreams would be dirty, my dreams would be fearful. But once I learned how to be alert and strong against sin and Satan during the day, my sleep became more peaceful. There would be no fear. There would not be any dirty dreams. Be alert during the day, and then you'll be spiritually alert at night as well. It's an amazing thing. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes us strong. We are not going to be strong with any human determination. So think of this, be on the alert, stand firm, and it says, stand firm in the faith. In the New Covenant, there's a tremendous emphasis on faith. And faith is not just believing certain things about God and about Jesus. That is an intellectual faith. That even the devil has. There's not a single thing that we believe intellectually that the devil also doesn't believe. He believes it all. You ask the devil, do you believe God is the Trinity, Christ is the Son of God, he came and died for the sins of the world? He says yes to all those things. Every doctrinal statement of the most fundamental church in the world, the devil will say yes, I agree. But he's still the devil, he lives in sin. And we can agree doctrinally with the most fundamental church in the world and live in sin, just like the devil. No, faith is not that. Faith is more than something that we understand in our mind. This is a mistake that so many Christians have made. Live by faith for them means, I believe that Jesus died for me, I believe he's coming back, and I believe I'm going to be with him. That's not it. It's much more than that. Faith is a living thing. It's the type of thing that made Abraham give up Isaac on the altar, as you read in Hebrews 11. It's the thing that made Noah used all his money to build the ark because he knew that was the only thing that would remain once the world was destroyed. Faith was something that produced action. The great chapter on faith, Hebrews chapter 11, teaches us that. All of them did something. It's not a question of what they believed in their head. So, that's how Jesus lived. So living by faith means, and let me use the best definition of it that I can find in Scripture. What Jesus said in John 15 and verse 5. We're thinking of this. Be on the alert and stand firm in the faith. Thus act like men and be strong. So in John 15, Jesus defines faith as I have understood perhaps one of the clearest definitions of faith that I have found in the New Testament that explains it in symbolic language. Jesus used illustrations a lot, and I found through the years that illustrations helped me tremendously. So Jesus said, I am the vine, you're the branches. I mean, those days everybody saw vines in Israel. Today let's use some other example that we see. I'm an apple tree, and you are the branches. He who abides in me bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That is faith, to abide in Christ like a branch of a tree, stays in the tree, and keeps on producing fruit almost effortlessly. It's not a great struggle for that branch to bear fruit. To act like men will not be a struggle if I abide in the tree. Faith is to remain dependent on the tree. Without me, you can do nothing. Faith is to recognize that however much experience I have, however much knowledge of the Bible I have, and however much I think I'm spiritually strong after so many years of being a believer, I can do nothing apart from abiding in the tree. I've been a born-again believer for 60 years. And out of that time, about 53 years, I've been in Christian work full-time. And I say today, I am more aware than ever in my whole life that I can do nothing without dependence on the Lord. I become more and more dependent on Him as I've grown spiritually. I've become more and more dependent on Him even to preach the Word or anything, to live the Christian life, to overcome sin. Everything is by faith. The branch helplessly dependent on the tree, constantly acknowledging, I can do nothing. What it means is I can do nothing of eternal value. Oh, there are a lot of things I can do in the world. I'm sure there are a lot of things you can do in the world too. And many of us think we are very capable. And you bring that spirit into your Christian life and you'll be a failure. It's okay that you're capable of doing so many things in the world. You're very intellectual perhaps, and you're very clever. You know so many things. You grasp the truths of the new covenant perhaps, and therefore you think you're better than others. That won't help. It's recognizing that I cannot do anything of eternal spiritual value unless I'm dependent helplessly on Christ my Lord. That recognition and living by that is living by faith. And the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith. We're not only saved by faith, many of us emphasize that, by grace are we saved through faith, not of yourselves. We know that we can do nothing to have our sins forgiven. We can do nothing to qualify us to live in God's presence for eternity. It is all the result of Christ's work on the cross. He died and rose again that we might be His and be with Him forever. But that's being saved from judgment and from eternal separation from God. But to live by faith, you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, the righteous shall live by faith, which is a lot of difference from being just initially being saved and forgiven. Romans 1, and we read here in verse 17, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the righteous man shall live by faith. Not just initially be saved from judgment by faith, that's right, by grace and not by works, but all our life we have to live by that grace, by faith, which is helpless dependence on God. Think of a branch that's been in the tree for 50 years, in my case for 60 years. I cannot produce any more fruit today apart from the tree as I could 60 years ago. It's exactly the same. You realize that in a branch. A branch never becomes capable of producing fruit by experience of having been in the tree for 50 or 100 years. That is living by faith in helpless dependence upon God. And that is the person who will always act like a man, act like Jesus Christ, the man whom God demonstrated to the world what manhood really is. That's the man who can be strong, spiritually strong, not in this mashup type of way that the world understands strength.